Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word, and I am joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, the queen of the little people. And if you want to holler at us, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama site as well as social network with us, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, meet me, I'm Smooth Drama, add me, I'll add you back. I mean, if you look at a social network, pretty much if you look up Smooth Drama, you'll find me. And if that's where you want to talk or taste about it, we can. It's all good. I love hollering at y'all. But, of course, I know you ain't really trying to get at me. You actually want to be the subject of my queen of the little people. So, queen of the little people, tell them where they can hook up with you.
Well, just like Mr. F. N-Word said, if you pretty much look on Twitter, Facebook, wherever, you will find Smooth Drama. And wherever Smooth Drama is, Miss 100% is not far behind. So, again, Twitter, or you can email me if you want to get all up close and personal. Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com. And we do it straight like that.
That's how it is. Although, straight like that is actually what's going on down in Lake Lou Yeager in Illinois, where I guess there's the Paku fish, which is a fish that can weigh up to 55 pounds. It's been spotted in the lake there. What makes the Paku fish special is the Paku fish is messing me up to say this. It's making me spit on the mic. The Paku fish eats testicles.
Like, okay, all right, hold on. I just want to say this, all right? I have been getting some emails about this. And it is not me. I know it's the testicle eating fish, but it's not me. So I can stop fucking emailing me, okay? I'm just saying.
Anyway. This Paku fish is known as the ball cutter.
Wow.
It lets me know that there's a reason why black people don't like getting in water.
Wow.
It's because of a fish like this.
Now, where is this again? Where is this fish?
It's in Lake Lou Yeager in Illinois.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the ball cutter fish.
Oh, okay. I think we're
going to
have to use that for something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about ball breakers and whatnot, but they said 2011, a couple of fishermen died from blood loss after something in the water had bitten off their testicles.
Okay, now this is a message for all you men out there that like to fuck over women. Y'all know, now y'all know this fish is out. Don't play games. I'm just saying. There's been a lot of reports of women messing with your balls and all that stuff when you do them wrong. I'm just letting y'all know it's one more thing out there that women can use to fuck y'all up. So just don't even try. I'm just saying.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I mean, this is, well, I mean, we got women throwing dicks in trash disposal. We got women super gluing men's nuts to their leg. I mean, this is just one more thing that crazy ass women can use to fuck y'all up with. So just
yeah, but I'm thinking that the only way you can get that to happen is if your man is taking a bath. And he's sleeping, and you put the ball breaker, ball cutter fish. You one to hold this fish. I mean, remember this is a 55-pound fish.
Oh damn!
Now, if you thinking that, hey, if it can bite a man's nuts off,
it's gonna bite your hands off.
Right. So, hey, revenge at your own risk. What's that song play at your own risk? That's what that is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ball cutter.
Yeah. I'm thinking you probably going to change your mind on that one.
That's going to be my new superhero woman, the ball cutter. Okay.
Yeah, see, speaking of ball cutters, because I'm just changing, I can't even, I'm changing the dial on you. Shavon. I'm trying to think of how to say her name.
Siobhan,
whatever. Anyway, Siobhan Wade, the ex of Dwayne Wade, she says, I quit. The lawyer was like, I can't even represent you. This is like an episode of when reality should have been fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, she is trying to live up to that stereotype of the angry, irrational black woman to a T.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, she is doing, I mean, this is her 12th lawyer.
See, I wouldn't even give her ass that much credit. I mean, here's not why. Because 90% of the time when you find an angry black woman, it's because she's been hurt a lot by a lot of people. This woman's just plain ignorant and fucking ghetto.
But when you say ghetto, I don't think she's ghetto.
You just think she's
crazy. I just think she's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, because even the most ghetto of ghetto women would not have messed up their money.
Right. Well, you know what? That's one thing for sure. So I'm sorry for using the word ghetto. I apologize. It was the wrong word to use.
You didn't kind of apologize. I'm just,
you just plain old stupid.
Right. I mean, unintelligence, thy name be Siobhan.
Unproductive, unintelligent, just ignorant. I mean, come on. Really, lady? What is she still trying to go to court over? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, they're done. The custody thing was done now.
Well,
because of what she did on Father's Day, they're back in court again because it's so.
Yeah, so she would only get supervised visits or have her custody taken from her after what. And for those of you who don't know, Ms. Siobhan decided that on Father's Day she was going to hold her kids hostage, wasn't going to bring them back to Dwayne Wade on Father's Day.
Right.
I mean, it boggles the mind to think of how silly some individuals can be. I mean, and she ain't even on basketball wise. I mean, I would have thought that if you going to do something stupid, act crazy, you wait till you was on TV getting paid first.
Right. You can at least wait until you get a deal for a season on basketball wise, and then do like Evelyn and start jumping on tables and shit like that. But I mean, now, you know, you ain't even going to get on there. You're just too ignorant to be on basketball wise. Now, you know that's low.
Right. I mean, well, it ain't too ignorant. It's, you're too crazy. Because you really don't know what she going to do. I mean, those people, they're crazy acting wise because they just doing it for airtime.
Right, right.
She crazy for free.
At least they know how to follow a fucking script. She wouldn't even be able to do that.
Right. I mean, they just know, just act crazy and we get paid more.
Right.
She's acting crazy. Period. Ain't no getting paid more to it. None of that. It just act stupid. You'll be all right. And that's what she told her. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. And speaking of acting stupid, there's the sunscreen pills, which could now become a new option for sun protection. Supposedly, instead of having to rub it on, the lotion and all that, you can get you some sunscreen pills so that you can avoid that cancer. You know, at least if you're going to get the cancer, you'll have a sunscreen pill that'll mess you up also.
Okay, so let's get this right. They have bleaching stuff that can make you lighter. Now they have a pill that can make you darker.
Well, the sunscreen pills are supposedly for sun protection, but the caveat of the pill is that it releases the melanin, increases the melanin in you.
It makes you darker.
Yeah, in effect, you get darker.
It turns you into a black person.
Right. So
that's bad for some people.
Well,
yeah,
you already know what's going to happen, 100. Somebody's going to take some sunscreen pills because they want to go to the beach and tan, and they're going to be like, what was that woman? That suntan woman.
Oh, she was nasty looking.
Right. Well, they're going to be like that, only they're going to be ghetto fabulous looking without being from the ghetto.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be twice as many. I mean, can you imagine a white person waking up black and then they have to go through shit black people have to, like, get their ass beat by the cops for no reason?
And it ain't even going to be blackface. It's going to be a problem. You know, like Soul Man, all them other dumbass movies, he's like painting himself. I mean, you'll be stuck with it. And, you know, on the way to the doctor, doctor, I need some help. By the time you got there, you already got pulled over by the cops. Maybe even took an ass whooping on the way.
Automatically, your credit is rejected.
Yeah. Exactly.
You got bad credit for no reason.
Bad credit, police profile.
Just sorry for you. Don't take the pill. That's all I'm saying. Don't fool with it.
Well, I'll be curious to see what happens. They say it won't be available for another year or two because it's in trials right now. So I guess.
But they tested it on. I want to meet the people that's actually taking the pill.
You mean those white people who are now looking Puerto Rican? See, by the time the trials is done, they'll be full fledged African.
Yep. Wow, this is crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, but even if you do turn black and you know you want to get your strip on somewhere else, you can't go to Canada.
Why not?
Supposedly Canada is getting whole-centric and they ban foreign strippers.
Oh, so they say the only people that can strip over there is the native Canadians.
Yeah. Yeah, they say it's under the guise of protecting women from exploitation. They're ending visas for foreign strippers. And foreign escorts and massage parlor workers will also be banned.
Okay.
Not that if you're a stripper that's Canadian or an escort that's Canadian or a massage parlor happy ending worker.
Okay.
Not that changes anything for your status.
Right, I was going to say, well, how the hell is that supposed to protect the women that are natives and there's, I don't get that, but okay.
No, they want to exploit their own people. They don't want to exploit foreign hoes. I told you, they're being hoe-centric. That's it.
I guess they are.
Canadian hoes only.
So if you were thinking about going to Canada to support something, don't even try it.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe it's a conspiracy by the United States government, so that's just more hoes for us. Can't get into Canada. Ain't enough money in Mexico. Just meeting in the middle.
Wow. Well, all right.
More hoes for everybody. Woo! USA!
Wow. That's bad.
It's really sad, actually.
Yes, it is.
But, hey, who am I to say? I think it's funny, though. I think it's real funny. We're going to have all the hoes we want.
Wow, that's
I'm sorry. On that note, we're going to go break while we contemplate and, I guess, commend Canada for stopping the avalanche of hoes going in to Canada to work. Yeah. It's the licks. That's how I got caught up.
Oh, y'all niggas want out all the time to have slow ass niggas. And they ain't no good. Don't pass up in the pool, Jay. Jay, let's pass up in the pool. Check it out. Yo, one for you.
And this was for you. Damn, we out of fucking food. And fuck it, here we go.
2007. She was a passenger when the car was struck by a drunk driver. She was in a coma for 3 weeks. And then when she woke up, she discovered she had a broken hip, pelvis, leg, collarbone, sternum, ribs, and a collapsed lung. She also lost a breast. And I guess she's a freelance writer, but she couldn't write no more. And she couldn't get by on part-time work of making jewelry. So she figures that she can't do nothing with her body, so she's going to try to do it by marketing her soul.
Well, what do you say, Ms. Effin Word? Do you think she's a candidate for special amnesty?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's sad when people will do anything to make a buck to try to survive, and she unfortunately did not get any bids. I shouldn't even say unfortunately, because that's just stupid.
Just plain dumb.
It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. This is one of those things where I have to remember, never try to make sense of stupid, just allow stupid to be stupid. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. Because I don't even see what the hell, like, who wants her soul? Like, okay. Like, she's not, like, a rapper or a singer or actress or
well,
she's just a plain, ordinary person, so. What? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either way. You know, when they talk about, oh, people, they sold their soul to the devil to sell a lot of records. I'm like, well, shit, you buy them records.
Mm-hmm.
You stop buying that monkey shit, maybe they'll stop making it.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, this dude, he sold out to the devil. That's why he sold a million records. It's like, nah, because there's a million dumb motherfuckers like you.
Right, exactly.
That bought that shit.
Right.
But, I mean, for her, I guess, she's just in the wrong business. She should have got into that, into the Viagra business in India. She's going to do anything, you know, as an investor. Although she would have to get some folks that's really, really gangster to work for her, because I hear that up there that there's an Indian Viagra where they harvest it. But in order for you to get it, you have to be really, really gangster, because the dudes there are shooting at each other. They are armed to the teeth. And if you're going to get it, you got to be ready to put in some work and, like, maybe, like, as they say, killing somebody, putting in some work.
Wow. Yeah, you know, this is crazy, because this now Viagra has gotten right up there with heroin and cocaine.
Well, I'm thinking Viagra probably surpassed heroin and cocaine.
You think it has?
I know it passed heroin.
I know it passed weed. But
yeah. I mean, you know, you think, look at the overabundance of people with glasses and sun and lenses.
Right.
You know when they have contact lenses, mm-hmm. that's because they take a lot of Viagra. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because it's the eyes. It takes away blood from the eyes, and so it blurs the vision. It messes up your vision. But you have a hard dick. You can't see. But I guess so long as you can hold on to the ankles, whatnot, you...
All right, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what it is. I mean, because you have young cats taking it. I would speculate that the majority of the people taking Viagra ain't even old cats. It's like dudes in their 20s.
Right.
30s, like, yeah, it's on. What?
People that don't even need it.
Well, obviously they do.
Who was the one guy that got caught? Remember he had all the X and the Viagra? He got caught. I forgot what rapper that was, but yeah, he was about to put a hole in something.
Yeah.
I don't think that they actually need it. I do know that it's a lot of young people around in this area that take Viagra. I don't know if it's doing something else for them other than giving them an erection, but I know it's a lot of, like, even teenagers are taking it, so.
Right, that's what I'm telling you. It's about having that 3-4 hour erection because they can't do it on their own. You know, I'd say do a push up or two. You know, this generation, and I'll talk about this because I got a whole conspiracy theory behind people who wear the saggy pants underneath their asses. That's the reason why you unathletic and you need Viagra in the first place. You're tearing away your athleticism. But that's just me. You know, you got to get artificial enhancers to do what you should be doing on GP.
Right.
Yeah. But, hey, that's them. That's why y'all on these special helmets. And that's why these people are shooting at each other. Because there's such an overabundance of need, call out for this Viagra, mm-hmm. that people are dying. I mean, you know, when you talk about blood diamonds, we're now gonna have the phrase blood Viagra.
Wow. Huh.
I mean, because artificial is where it's at. I mean, like over in England, there's Brittany Marshall, who's a 14-year-old. She's the youngest girl of the Marshall family, and she's the only one without breast implants. And her mother is trying to make her get it done. And her mother came out and said, Brittany is going through a funny phase at the moment, saying that she doesn't want to get her boobs done.
So it's a funny phase. So now the thing is, no longer you're going through a phase when you think your body is awkward. Now is the phase when you think that your body is just fine and you don't need enhancement.
Yeah, because her mother came out and said, I really love the fake look of my girls, and I know Brittany will go that way when she's a bit older.
She loves the fake look.
Yep, of her girls. That's how it is.
I feel so sorry. Yes, sir. I mean, I feel sorry for anybody.
Yeah. I mean, you think about that for a second. How that sits in. I like the fake look of my girls.
That's what I'm saying. Just you like, you don't want your daughters to be original and unique. You don't love them for who they are. You like them better being fake.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is my thing. We lock mothers up if their child is too fat. Why can't we lock mothers up for this type of shit when they have a child that's perfectly fine and they're trying to force them to do things to their body? that to me, that, you know, abuse.
Well, I mean, it could be construed as mental abuse.
And physical, if she forced her to do it.
I mean, physical is when she, like, drags her there and puts the needle in her arm and knocks her out.
For her to get a surgery that's not necessary, a surgery where she could very well die. It's not a minor surgery. It's a major surgery. So she could die during this. So I'm saying, to me, that's abuse. When you force somebody to get a surgery.
Yeah. Now, you know what's funny is reading this study where they were talking about spanking or hitting children as a means of punishment may increase their risk of mental disorders later in life. I'd be curious to see if the mother was spanked.
Hmm.
Maybe that's why she's got this mental disorder. Where fake is good and real is bad.
You know what? Now, they say spanking. I guess we have to define spanking. Because some people think spanking is slapping the hell out of a child. Oh, I ain't beating them. They just gave them a little slap. You know? And some people think spanking is, you know, getting them whooped with a switch or a belt. Or the hand on the butt. You know, a lot of people have their different opinions on what spanking is. But I can say beating a child or whooping a child all the time can lead to disorders. Like, if a parent's only way of discipline or bringing up a child is to whoop him, if they do something wrong, say something wrong, look the wrong way, you know what I'm saying, and they're always getting a whooping, that could mess them up later on in life. But to discipline a child by spanking them for doing something wrong, and it's not something that's always done, I don't see that as something that can cause them to have any disorder. I can see it as something that can cause them to, you know, grow up to be a productive citizen. And, you know, they are no right from wrong early in life. So that's my.
Well, what we can do is, you know, we can thank goodness that we don't have a system that supposedly allows this so-called spanking. Although I would go back to what you were talking about as far as the woman and her abusing the kid could lead to her going crazy. But then, you know, I would say going crazy and doing something to people and what they talk about going crazy and spanking somebody got nothing to what they do. What I saw that happened over in Jordan, a parliament member was arguing against a critic on Jordan TV.
Mm-hmm.
And homie first threw a shoe at him, then he pulled his pistol out.
I remember that. I mean, I remember watching this thing and thinking, dude is not even backing down. Like, he pulled a gun, he pulled his pistol out, and dude didn't even back down. Like, he wasn't even scared. Now, what's funny is, when he threw the shoe at him, he ducked and knocked over the desk trying to get behind the desk. But when he pulled his pistol out, he ran up on him like, oh, hell no, you just pulled the gun out on me? I dare you to use it. I mean, to me, that's kind of backwards, I think.
Well, a shoe is more dangerous. It's like, you don't remember the old Superman TV series back in the 40s or the 50s where they would shoot bullets at him and he would hold his hands to the side and let them bounce off, but then they throw the gun at him and he would duck. I'm thinking that's what was going on there.
It's crazy.
I mean, like you said, he was gangster though. He wasn't scared. He's like, yeah, well, shoot me, I don't care. I'm still going to believe this. Maybe that's what they should do in Scranton, where the mayor slashed the pay for all the city workers, because I guess they're facing a $16.8 million budget deficit. And they had only $133,000 in cash on hand. And so what happened is he just cut the pay for all 398 city employees to $7.25 an hour, saying it was the only way to keep Scranton solvent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't they have contracts?
Right. The union is suing him. I mean, because one guy who's a city employee gets a check for $900 every 2 weeks. On Friday, he got $340.
That's crazy. I mean, they got salaried employees. I mean, you can't just do something like that and think that, oh, okay, it's all good, we just gonna take it. Somebody gonna fuck around and shoot his ass.
Right. And on top of it, they don't show that he put himself down to $7.25
an hour. Right.
Because I guarantee you, he didn't take the $7.25 an hour pay cut.
I guarantee you.
I would bet every dollar that I have and ever will make that he didn't cut himself to $7.25. He cut everybody else.
Wow.
You know, that's how they do. We got to fix the budget, so we're going to fuck over all of y'all.
Yeah, he need a bodyguard. I think he need a bodyguard.
You never know. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I'm a guess that this is a story that needs to be watched and followed
right
in the future.
Yes.
He's crazy.
Best of health to you, Mr. Scranton Mayor.
Yeah. He just cut everybody to $7.25. I mean, no warning, nothing. You just, hey, your check is going to be $600 short. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you best believe I'm coming to see your ass.
I don't think he can be found. I think he left the country.
No, because like I said, I bet you his check wasn't $600 short. But, you know, we'll see if the people of Scranton are smart enough to rise up and get this fool up out of there.
Right.
You know, there's no way in hell you cut my check $600, but you don't cut yourself. And even if you cut yourself, that's you. I don't give a damn. If you messed up the budget, that's on you. But I'm thinking also, he won't get reelected.
Fucked him up for life. He threw.
Yes, he's done. Your name is Doo Doo. And on that note, we gonna take a break. This is Wu-Tang Clan. Triumph.
Find out why we dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform on robbery. miles away from, came one to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now seems enraged. The high chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through small divinity from the mind that travels in line form, giving sight to the blind. Dumb emotionally intrigued by the drum. Definitely one can save self from this relentless attack and attract.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas stay back. Living life in gray and black. Room is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon the fiend. Bitches never heard you scream. You two-faced is coming up.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Wu-Tang Clan, Triumph.
Yep, make him jump like Rod Strickland. And speaking of jumping like Rod Strickland and getting the hell up out of Dodge, Denise Rich, wealthy woman, former wife of billionaire trader Mark Rich, gave up her U.S. citizenship and with it, her whole U.S. tax bill.
Wow.
She was like, you know what? It ain't even worth it. Leaving her U.S. passport and U.S. citizenship behind, she saves $10 million or so.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and this ain't the only one. She's the latest in a wave of wealthy people who are renouncing their American citizenship.
Okay, well, but I thought, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if this is fuckery and it's for rich people only can do it, but if a man owes child support, he can't get a passport, or they revoke it, they won't let him leave the country. So how is it fair for rich people to be able to avoid tax, you know, paying taxes, and they can just leave the country owing the government all this money?
Yeah, but the thing is, they don't leave the country. They just become a citizen of another country.
How do you do that? How do you become a citizen of another country living in this country?
Well, co-founder of Facebook, Eduardo Severin, he gave up his passport to become a citizen of Singapore because they are an offshore tax haven. And so, like you said, he gives up his citizenship, but he can still live here.
Nah, there's some fuckery going on here. How is it? Okay, maybe, oh no, maybe we'll get to it. But how is it that people that are actually from Singapore just can't come here and live? They have to become a citizen to live here, and these people can be a citizen of Singapore but live in the United States. Wait, am I missing something?
Well, it's because you're rich.
I mean, just something is not clicking for me. Like, I'm just, if you become a citizen of another country, you ought to be made to go live there.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, you can have property in different countries and live there. But, you know, you don't necessarily have to pay tax, or you can transfer it over. Although, in Rich's case, he was born in Massachusetts, and he has Austrian citizenship. And so he decided to dump that passport, and he's gonna live in London.
Wow.
But, you know, it's funny how rich people don't pay the taxes. The poor people do. And like you said, if I owe child support, I can't get a passport and leave. But if I'm rich and I can owe billions of dollars, I can just cut.
That's just so crazy. So I'm looking at it this way. It's like, okay, you get a bill from the IRS. Whoa, I ain't paying that shit. I know what I'll do. Here, you can have my passport. Is it kind of like that? I mean, what the hell? So if I get a tax bill that I can't pay, will they allow me to give up my passport?
Well, technically, you can, like, go to the Bahamas or Jamaica or someplace where they'll take you, Cuba, whatever. I mean, you give up on that luxury of life that we have here.
I was going to say, yeah, but they wouldn't make me go there. But they haven't made them leave.
Well, I mean, they leave, but they'd be able to travel.
It's just some fucking going on here, and I don't like this. I just think if you owe taxes, you got to pay, just like everybody else. But maybe that's just too, you know, much of a wild and crazy idea to want rich.
Well, but the thing is, her husband, and this is funny, he left the United States in 83 when he was indicted on charges of tax evasion.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, he received a presidential pardon in 2001, even though he did tax evasion, fraud, racketeering, and illegal trading of oil with Iran.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He owns multiple properties, including a mansion in Aspen, Colorado.
I'm going to write him that thinking I borrowed some money. I know he got it. He ain't paying his taxes.
Yeah. I mean, he being gangster. I mean, that's as gangster as they, well, not as gangster as what I'm reading, you know, because we have 5 months left. I guess we're getting a lot closer to Terminator, because what they've done is they said that there's robot avatars, you know, like the movie. Excuse me, Avatar, where people who are paralyzed or have locked-in syndrome, the scientists have made a robot move on a human's behalf by monitoring their thoughts about movement. Yeah, they linked a man in a brain scanner in Israel and a robot wandering in a laboratory in France. And the person controlling the robot could also see through the eyes of the electronic surrogate. So you already know what that is, right? About to be some murders.
Wow. That scared me. That just, like, everything just gave me chills all over my body. It's so scary. It's not something that we haven't seen coming. You know what I'm saying? It's just, now that it's actually a reality, it just needs to be here.
5 months.
Wow.
No.
Yep.
Five months left.
5 months? What?
You think about it. I can see through the eyes of a robot in another country. I can make it move. in another country. Now, obviously, I'm thinking that there's the military aspect.
Right.
But we also know there's going to be the sexual aspect. You know it's going to happen. They're going to put these robot brains inside these humanoid dolls, and people going to be able to hook up with these dolls that have personality. That's the sick dating choice that's going to happen.
Oh my God.
You know it's going to happen. Mark my words.
But I see it also as a way over here for them to actually get rid of, like, you know, the police force to actually, you know what I mean?
RoboCop?
Yeah, RoboCop. Replace the police force with robots.
Well, it ain't about replacing the police with robots. It's going to be more about messing the people up with these facsimile of human beings.
Right, because they've already started it with the cameras following you around everywhere. So that, you know, that was just, you know, opening a door to it, you know.
Yeah, so who do you sue when the robot goes awry or it gets hacked? They just gonna blame the hackers. It was a hacker's fault. Mark my words.
Wow.
It's coming. It's coming.
There it is.
Somebody's going to get killed, and it's not going to go anywhere. And speaking of somebody getting killed, Andre Davis, Chicago man who spent more than 30 years behind bars before DNA evidence helped him overturn his conviction in the rape and killing of a 3-year-old girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the man's 50 years old. The test found that DNA taken from the scene of the 1980 killing of Breonna Stickle wasn't his.
Oh.
I mean, he served 32 years in prison for a rape and murder he didn't commit.
Where is the... I'm sorry. You know, you can't just tell a person, I'm sorry for taking 32 years of your life away from you for nothing. You know, I know they apologize, but you can't just say that shit and it be okay. Like, where's the repayment for 32 years of somebody's life? There's nothing that you can give a person for wasting 30 years of their life.
Please, that ain't shit. The whatchamacallit, prosecutor was like, she didn't doubt the results of the DNA test. She decided not to retry Davis because of the difficulty in taking a 32-year-old case to trial, not because of those tests. She said, after 30 years, witnesses are either deceased, missing, or no longer credible to testify. And based on the age of the case and the current state of the evidence, we elected to dismiss. Punk bitches. Trying to say, oh, well, you know, it wasn't our fault. They trying to throw the attention away from the fact that you railroaded yet another innocent man.
Right.
No evidence, because obviously there's no DNA evidence. You probably didn't have any real evidence
to begin
that
with.
He was there in the first place.
Right. It is just like, you know what, even though it was supposed to be a comedy, to me it really wasn't the movie Life, how the man was killed by a cop and they just said automatically because the black people were near that area, they were guilty and they gave him life automatically for murder. And I'm thinking that shit happens every single day. And the people that doing it have no remorse for it. It's like, we don't care who's actually responsible as long as we put somebody in jail for it so that our name is good as gold, because we have yet another conviction on our book.
Yep. That would be it. be it. There's nothing else to say. I mean, you know, the fact that she would come out and say, hey, well, the case is old. That's why.
She's a piece of shit.
The case is old. Really? I, you know, and as we know, setting up people who didn't do it at the American way, it seems like we see it all the time. You have either in high price, like murder assassination, like JFK, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, you have the patsies, and then you have who really did it, and it'll never come out. You have these situations. But, oh, well. On that note, for Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, I'm Mr. F the N-word, and we're Smooth Drama. We out.
Hey.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.